Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Nathan Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. Because dealing with state regulations can be complicated, the Ebley Village Council hired Nick Portwine from Spicer Group, presented the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund project plan and timeline. The company developed a plan to remove the galvanized water service lines that need to be replaced. Galvanized pipes can have a zinc coating that can leach lead into the lines if the coating is corroded. Lawmakers enacted the removal of galvanized lines following the Flint water crisis. The resolution for that issue is the first step in getting funding to do the work. The project's $750,000 cost is an estimate. There was also a question of what would happen if the village could not meet the 2041 deadline to complete the replacements. It was noted if funding is obtained, then the work would be done by the summer of 2027. After the presentation, the council approved a resolution adopting a final project planning document for water system improvements and designating an authorized project representative. In other village matters, it was noted that hydrants would be flushed starting May 12th through May 15th. Dumpsters will be by the DPW yard May 29th through May 31st for summer cleanup for village residents only, and that the annual homecoming celebration will be from June 25th to June 28th this year. And the Imlay City Commission approved going for a millage issue in the summer to fund infrastructure work. The request on Tuesday, August 4th, will be to renew 2.5 mills for years 2027 to 2034. The streets and sidewalk improvements, the millage request is for a removal of the current millage, so it is not an increase. Approval for the millage request would generate about $364,000 and cost a property owner with an $80,000 house about $100 per year. However, the millage request comes with a provision that the city's Downtown Development Authority agrees to opt out of capturing its standard proportion of funding for the millage to support the downtown area. The ballot proposal is what generates funds for local streets. Without the local millage funds, the only higher or other highway funding would come from the state for work on the state roads. And to help fund infrastructure in the city of Sandusky, the city council approved using bonds to finance the work. They approved issuing a general obligation bond not to exceed $650,000 to do several improvement projects and paid back over 20 years. The plan for the bond funds is to do improvements and upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant as well as water mains in the city. Fee charges will pay for the bonds and interest charges. The council's decision can be challenged by using a referendum vote. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.